Hi, I'm Govind Jayaraman, and this is Paper Napkin Wisdom. On this episode, we have Chris Eldridge. Chris is an entrepreneur with more than 20 years background in a number of industries. He's got a fun paper napkin that I know you're going to enjoy. Let's listen to my conversation with Chris Eldridge. Chris, welcome to Paper Napkin Wisdom. I'm really excited that you joined me here today.
Lovely to be here.
So, Chris, you took the time to draw not just one, but three really great images on your paper napkin. So if I could ask you just to describe it to everyone listening, that'd be great.
Sure. Well, the words that go with the pictures are a mantra for myself that I've used for a long time, which is, you know, lofty goals, positive impact, and fun along the way, positive impact on others. So really, I guess the first one for me, my personality is I'm a creator and I'm a dreamer, and I aspire to make things happen in the world. So lofty goals for me has always been represented by, you know, looking for the snow-capped mountains, and, you know, looking over the horizon and seeing what's possible. And the reality to get to the snow-capped mountains is you've got to ford the stream, you've got to go through the ravines, go up and down and go sideways. But you're always keeping your eye on the snow-capped mountains, because that's where the great view comes from. So the lofty goals is the mountains.
So let me ask you about, first of all, you said this was a mantra that you've lived your life with. Has it always been that way for you in business, or did this come to you along the way?
I think it came to me along the way. You know, I had a, you know, pretty traditional education. I trained as an engineer. I worked for other people for about 15 years, and, you know, I guess I was always pretty positive in the workplace about trying to do the best I could and go above and beyond. But it really came through as part of the entrepreneurial process. When you build a business, you start to see more things. You see things end to end rather than in a specific compartment. You know, I saw possibilities. And so the lofty goals was really something that, you know, probably come to me in the last 10 years, to actually state that and make it a mantra that I can hold on to. So it's as much for me as it is for anyone else. I can remind myself why I'm doing it.
And that's great. I love the imagery of the snow-capped mountains. Are there times when, and, you know, I think it's really interesting that you do have images around each one of your mantras, and the snow-capped mountains is one. How important has that visualization part of it been to you as part of these mantras?
I'm a very visual person. You know, a lot of the things I do, if I'm trying to plot out a strategy or something like that, I'll be drawing pictures, not necessarily mountains or anything like that, but I'll be trying to represent it to myself in a way that I can understand it and make meaning from it.
Well, that sounds great. Okay, so I understand the lofty goals that you're focusing on looking up and where you want to go. Let's talk about positive impact on others.
Okay. For me, I'm a very people-oriented person. I'm an extrovert, so I get my energy from being around people, and the creative process comes from ideas and things like that. And I guess, you know, you look at business and you see there's a lot of people who've been very, very successful, but they do it at the expense of others. And I've always wanted to be successful in business, but by the same token, I want to get to the other side, you know, get to the end of my life and look back and go, you know, I did good. It wasn't just about me. It wasn't just me getting what I wanted. Other people got what they wanted. And so, you know, do it with people, not do it to people, is where it comes from there. So it's a reminder to me as I go up and down the ravines and head towards those snow-capped mountains that there's other people on the journey, and it's got to be fun for them too. It's got to be a good journey for them too, so that I can be proud of not just what I did, but how I did it.
That's That's neat. And just, you know, to be clear, when you're talking about other people, like, what other people are you talking about? Are you talking about customers? You're talking about your employees?
It's all those things. It's customers, it's employees, it's family, you know, it's the people you come along, you meet along the way that, you know, may play a significant part in your life, or they may play a fairly insignificant part in your life. So it's, just the interaction you might have with the cleaner in the building or someone who takes the trash out, those sort of things. You know, it's to try and be a good person at the same time.
And when you're, you know, as a leader, that really sounds like almost like a core value discussion to a certain degree, because, you know, when you're bringing people in your team, is it important to them, to you, that they share those ideals with you?
It's very, very important to us, to myself in my business and my business partner. You know, that values is a rock, if you like. And you've got to keep on fighting to maintain those values and making as you grow your business, because it's pretty easy for people to come in and assume that they understand your values, but they don't quite get it. So you've got to try and keep on reinforcing it and keep reinventing your business to get back on track and hold on to the core.
I think it was really neat that you talked about, you know, going through the peaks and the valleys, and in the valleys, it seemed to me that you're drawing the same level of importance of having that positive impact on others, even in those valleys, in those low points, as we go up and down that entrepreneurial roller coaster. It's not all sunshine and lollipops, right? I mean, it's hard.
Yeah, it is. And I guess, over the last few years, I think in business, it has been hard, as you say. It's trying to remember that you've got to play the long game, not the short game. It's not just what you can get out of it now, but understanding in the longer term, this is the right way to behave. These are the right ethics to maintain. And that if you keep doing the right thing, you have to believe that in the long term, that's where the reward will come from, not from just seeing what can I get out of this now, what can I gouge now, what can I do, which we have seen a fair bit of over the last few years. So it can be tough. You know, you've got to go, no, this is the right way to do it, and you've got to stick to it.
So have you found that with these mantras, it's helped you stay focused on you know, this long game, as you talk about it, even in times when there's a lot of temptation maybe to just do something for the now?
Yes. Yeah, most definitely. You know, it's I have it on various places. My email signature and things like that just remind me. And, you're not necessarily looking at it every day, but you see it and you go, right, okay, what am I doing? What am I doing to achieve lofty goals? What am I doing to make positive impact on others and fun along the way?
So it's almost sometimes it's a little scary to put that kind of stuff out there, because it's a level of accountability. You become accountable to the people around you for those ideals when you start to share them. Like you said, it's on your email signature and that kind of thing. So it's out there.
Yeah.
But that's kind of intentional, isn't it? Also?
Yes, it is. If you put it out there, people will hold you to account. And they do, you know. I'm not going to stand here and tell you I'm perfect.
Chris?
Oh, yes, sorry.
I lost you for a second. Okay. Can you just repeat and say, I'm not going to stand here and tell you, because then I lost you.
Okay. I'm not going to stand here and tell you I'm perfect. You know, I have to keep reminding myself very regularly and keep holding to what's right.
Yeah, that's great. And do you have a system for that, or is there like an intentional thing that you do every single day to put yourself in a certain frame of mind?
Not specifically. You know, at times I have, and at times I haven't. You know, it's like It's like all good creators, you know, we're great at starting things, and sometimes, you know, following through consistently can be a challenge. And that's why for me, putting it out there means that I see it on a regular basis and I get that reminder, as opposed to standing in front of the mirror and repeating it to myself every day.
Yeah, I think that regular reminder thing is really resonating with me. Above my desk, sort of across the office from me, I have my core values, the company's core values, written there, and it's drive, impact, approach, and leadership. And then right next to it, there's a postcard that I got from a friend. And on it, in big letters, it's don't quit. You're already in pain. You're already hurt. Get a reward from it.
Yeah.
And that particularly resonates with me right now. So I totally understand what you mean by you've got to put these messages around you so that you remind yourself.
Mm.
So let's talk about that last one, the fun along the way. What does that mean to you?
What does it mean to me? Look, I think in the modern world, we can often take things way too seriously. We put massive pressures on ourselves about all the things we have to do, and you know, in the belief that, hey, if I just do this, I'll get this reward. I think you've got to enjoy yourself along the way, and you know, I find, having spent 15 years in the corporate world, it's pretty sterile. And so, you know, this is a reminder to me just to buck the system a little bit, be a little bit different, and enjoy life, and enjoy work as well. So, you know, but the people around me can go, oh God, here he goes, he's singing again. You know, just because you can have a bit of fun in the office as well, not just, you know, not just on weekends.
Yeah, and is that something, especially when the going gets tough, when you go back to those hills and valleys, it's even more important to do that in those challenging times, isn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, it can be very, very hard to do that. And, you know, to stop gritting your teeth and just to relax and enjoy life. And, you know, the last few years have definitely been challenging in that regard in the business cycle. But again, this is a reminder to me to try and enjoy little moments.
Yeah, that's great. And when you start to do those kinds of things consistently, sometimes your team can help you get there too, right? I mean, you can ask for their help to keep you in that space, in that positive space.
Yeah, look, you know, absolutely. You know, I try to be pretty open with our team. This is the good parts. This is the bad parts. When you see this, try and do this, because that gets me back to being, you know, in the good space. So you enroll people, I suppose, to help you. And that all helps in the fun process, because, you know, you're going the journey with other people as well.
And what's kind of neat about your paper napkin is the three messages kind of just sort of lead to each other. It's almost like a little circle. You can just keep on sort of playing them all together one after another.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Hey, Chris, I want to thank you for sharing this with me. I think it was a really wonderful conversation, and I know that I learned quite a bit from it. So thank you for the reminder.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
What a simple message. Yet sometimes we think it's so difficult as entrepreneurs. You know, lofty goals, positive impact on others, and fun along the way. If we just make it about simple things, the things that resonate for us, it's amazing how far we can go. In fact, there's a popular way of thinking about goals that says, just accomplish one or two of the most important things that you need to get done every single day in your business and see how far you go. And I think Chris and his message really brings that to life. And his success is a great illustration that reminding ourselves these things as mantras becomes a really powerful tool for us as entrepreneurs to align ourselves and our teams. Predictive leadership is really predictable leadership, being predictable about our answers. Chris, thank you. for your story, and thank you for sharing your napkin with us. If you'd like to share your thoughts, I'd love to hear from you. You can log on to papernapkinwisdom.com. Alternatively, you can follow along on Twitter at WiseNapkin. Last but not least, don't forget to like our Facebook page. Just search Paper Napkin Wisdom. My name is Govind Jayaraman. This is Paper Napkin Wisdom. Make it a great day.